Master of the Gridiron? That's what he's saying. He's talking about that?
He's talking about that.
Bab had this imagination.
I was a Conan the Barbarian aficionado, but as my wife said, in my 20s, I modeled myself over Conan the Barbarian. Thank God that went away, and I'm still married 36 years later.
A lot of us were growing our hair long and trying to have that look, you know.
Bab was a little different anyway. He's a little different. Good different, but different.
I have to give Mike Babb and his wife, Elise, a lot of credit, because I never thought they would pull this thing off.
Mike kind of thought of himself as a Conan type of guy. He thinks if you go back a couple hundred years, he used to be a knight or a Scotsman or something like that.
My wife, Lolise, was in video production and working with somebody. And so when the Bears did the Super Bowl Shuffle, it came out and it was just this massive success. We went, wait a minute. Why don't we do something fun?
Hey, Mike, wake up.
We sat down one night with Lolise and her partner and a guy named Rick Deschant. And we got out napkins and pencils and papers. And we wrote up a barbarian epic adventure of seeking the Ring of Power to win the championship.
But once you are victorious, the ring will be yours, and the city by the lake called Erie will be home to the Masters of the Gridiron.
I, ruler of our great city, I shall undertake this quest to bring back with me the ring worthy of the Masters of the Gridiron.
We wanted it to be slapstick, stupid, and fun, and boy, it was.
When they told us the whole way it was going to be laid out and we were going to be barbarians and we were going to be sword fighting, we were pretty geeks.
I could see Kevin Mack right now with his face painted, you know, running around with his little outfit on. And my name was Dick Sonas.
I'll spike the fears from the minds of the fence.
Ernest Miner, worst actor in America. The map that's in the video, I drew it just sitting in my house. I go, well, this looks like fun, cool, you know, that kind of thing. And we started making up names.
From the plains of Pass Russian came the huge Golikon, Puzmong, and Hairstone.
I was Golikon. I wonder how they got that.
And then we shot it out at Squire's Castle over the course of two Tuesdays. And if the Browns had any inkling of what we were doing, that'd have shut that thing down in a second. We had sword battles going on. Nobody got cut, and we had a bunch of guys that came from this local martial arts group who got to be the guys that we beat up. Hell, I wrestled a bear.
K-Mac actually got to wear his tennis shoes. The rest of us had, like, mocked-up kind of fur boots, and I had a sword, and I also had a battle axe.
I'll never forget that first day. We got there, and we got all those guys dressed up like, you know, all these guys who are like martial arts instructors, and they're all dressed up like, you know, the bad guys, but they all look cool, and they all had the little, they all had the headbands that had a different logo on it, the Falcons, the Rams.
You know, they said, we won't make this look like it's the real deal. Give us what you got, and we'll defend ourselves. Well, I went against a guy with a double-bladed battle axe and hit the staff and came down in there, nearly sliced his thumb off. And you see him in the video at some point. You see him carrying a guy on a stretcher. Well, his hand's hanging off the side. He's the guy who almost cut his thumb off. So he's got a special spot in the video.
My big role, when Mike Babb was up on top of the hill and he looked down upon us, the legions of us, and I stood there and I looked up at him and I said, we are the warrior clan of Modella.
And we will go forth as one and fight to the death if we must.
Then I turned and looked at everybody else and said,
to the death! To the death!
How do I remember that line? I have no idea.
I mean, for us to do the movie and for us to be a part of it, I think what it showed is that we wanted to support each other in whatever endeavor. And I believe that was one of the things that made us kind of special. That made our team, that helped to make our team even build more camaraderie and for us to fit more and more like this. And part of that was that crazy ass movie that we did.
Wake up, Mike.